Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
I thought about an order I placed with Caesars to the waiter, and it's been 3 months now. They sent me an email to call this number to schedule the delivery.
Okay, can I have a phone number associated with your order?
609-892-2894.
And that's 609-892-2894.
Yes.
Thank you. Let me place you on a brief hold while I locate that order for you.
No way.
Thank you for holding for me, sir. Now your phone number, then pull up an order for me. Is there a chance you might have a different phone number on your order?
Yeah, that's the phone number I have. But I called somebody earlier, and then they say they couldn't find a number. What about I give you the? Oh, no, it's not a full number either. I was about to
Well,
say
you
I
can
would
give
give
me
you.
your first name and your last name and your zip code. I could try to find it with that.
Okay,
What's your first
Christo.
name?
No, the name on the order is Anise Floestal. The zip
Spell that
code
for
is.
me.
Which one? The last name?
No, to both of them. I need you to spell that first name and that last name.
Okay, the first name is Anise. Anise. That's the first name. The last
Okay.
name is. Okay, the last name is Floestal. Floestal.
Okay, their first name is Anise. Their
Yes.
last name is Floestal.
Yes.
And what's that zip code, sir?
08205.
08205. Let me place you on a brief hold, see if I can locate something with that.
All right, thank you.
System still trying to locate something with your name, so thank you for holding. Thank you for your patience. I found that order for you. Can you verify the name and address for me?
Anise Floestal, 313 South Redwood Avenue, Galway, 08205.
Thank you, sir. And it shows that the phone number that they have on your order is 609-415-2329. Is that not a good contact
Oh,
number for you?
that's a whole number. I don't even have this number anymore.
Yes, sir. That's the number that Icon placed on your order. I can update it for you. What's the number you need me to change it to?
609-892-2894.
Okay, 609-892-2894. And it shows you don't have an email address on your order. Would you like to add one?
CHRISTOP9601@comcast.net.
I do apologize, sir. You're going a little fast for me. Could you repeat that, please?
CHRISTOP9601@comcast.net.
Okay. And that is CHRISTOP96010@gmail.com.
No. 9601.
Oh, I'm sorry. I added too many zeros for you. 9601 at Comcast.com.
Dot net.
.net. Okay. And yes, sir, it shows that this is an icon order. It is a threshold delivery. Let me place you on the brief hold while I locate the next available date. They can make that delivery for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience, sir. And now the system is showing the next available date they can make that delivery for you will be Saturday, June the 6th.
All right, thank you. I will be
Yes,
here.
sir. Okay. We have that delivery scheduled for June the 6th. You'll receive an automated phone call the night of the 5th. It'll have your time frame.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else I can help you with?
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate your help because I called somebody and the same number, they didn't have a clue what I'm talking about. So thank you for your help.
Oh, yes, sir. You're welcome. Because I forgot to tell you, I did update that phone number for you also. And I updated that number to 609-892-2894.
Okay, they have to call me on this number, okay? Please.
Yes, sir. They're going to call. That's the number I put on your order for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And as a reminder, during your delivery, please practice social distancing. And thank you for calling XBL Logistics. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Thank you.